Hi, Auntie. How are you today?
I'm good, Calvin.
Is it okay if I ask you a few questions?
Yes, that's fine.
I just wanted to ask you if you could tell me a story about how you found Aunt Patricia.
Sure, I can do that. Well, first of all, Aunt Patricia is my older sister, and I did not meet her until 2.5 years ago. I'm 41. And your mother, who is my younger sister, is, how old is your mother?
37.
And Aunt Patricia is 5 years older than me, so she is 46. So I did not meet her until 2 years ago, so we were all older. We were all adults when we first met. And your mother didn't know Aunt Patricia either. And I grew up with your mother. Me and your mother are very close, but we didn't know Aunt Patricia until 2 years ago. So Aunt Patricia was put up for adoption by our mother in 1970. And no one in our family ever met her or got to see her. So she was adopted by a family in Arizona, and the husband in that family was in the military. And she was adopted, and they traveled over the world, and they ended up in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, after her adopted father passed away. So anyway, she just was living separate from us this whole time. And your mother and I knew that our mother had had a child in 1970, and we knew that we had an older sister, but we never went to go find her, and we figured that if she wanted to find us, she would find us. And I had already been on this quest to find long-lost relatives earlier in life, and I just really didn't have the emotional energy to do it again. So fast forward to 2012, and my mother dies, your grandmother. She dies unexpectedly and suddenly, and everyone's really sad. And it was just a sad time. So in 2012, we buried our mother, and 18 months later, I guess it was July of 2014, your mother gets a letter. And in this letter is a picture of your Aunt Patricia. And in the letter it says that she thinks that she might be related to us. And I was in Istanbul at the time, in Turkey, and you guys had just came back from Greece. Do you remember that?
Yeah, the day right after.
Yes, because the mail had came while we were on this 5-week vacation, and or 3-week vacation. I don't know how long it was, but you just came back from Greece. Your mom's going through the mail, and she finds this letter. She opens it, and she has her reaction, and she calls. She calls everyone trying to figure out where I am in Turkey, trying to get to me, including your Uncle Curtis, my husband. And she calls me and she says, "You're never going to believe this." And I said, "What?" She's like, "I got a letter from this woman, and she says she's our sister." And I said, "There's no way. No way." And I'm in this apartment with staying with my sister-in-law, Katakoy, in Istanbul. And I'm just like shaking. I'm like, "There's no way." She's like, "Yes." And she read me the letter, and I don't remember the details, but basically saying that she thought that your Aunt Patricia thought that we were related. And my sister said, and Jennifer, your mom says, "And you're not going to believe this picture." And I said, "Well, send me the picture." And your mom takes a picture of the photo that Aunt Patricia sent in the letter with her phone and emails it to me. And I like just start crying because it looks exactly like our mother, exactly like her. And I just start crying. And it was one of the most magical moments of my life. And we didn't need a DNA test. We didn't need anything because she looked more like our mother than your mother does or I do. So it was amazing. And so we called her and left this like gleeful message squealing, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe we found each other." And the next day I called her. I was in Istanbul. I called her from via Skype from a cafe on this very busy street. And And I called her, and I just had this very long conversation with her, and she told us the story of how she found us. And basically, she had been looking for us for 20 years. She could never find us because it was a closed adoption, and she didn't have enough information. But the summer of 2014, earlier that summer, she decided to just, you know, take another chance, and she Googled the mother's name on the birth certificate, because she did have her birth certificate, and she Googled the name, and the obituary came up. Our mother's obituary came up with the picture and all the information about, like, the relatives and what have you. And so that's how she found us. And it was a very magical experience. And it's just a testament to when you lose something, like when God closes a door, he opens a window. So there you go.
Okay, thank you.